This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican, representing the Palmetto State's 2nd Congressional District. He was just reelected by a comfortable margin last Tuesday. He's also a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. And Congressman, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, it's an honor to be with you, and this really is a historic time for our country.
It certainly is, and in just a number of weeks, we'll see a major political shift because, of course, of the major gains by House Republicans, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. I just want to bring our listeners up to date a little bit, sir, on your own campaign. Obviously, given the incident last year with the speech that the president gave over health care, you are a major target by Democrats. Your opponent raised a lot of money, as did you in the wake of that situation. In the end, you won by a comfortable margin. How were you able to avoid becoming a major pickup for the Democrats when they invested so much in defeating you?
Well, Greg, in fact, over $3 million was spent to defeat me. I am very grateful. I had faith in the voters of the 2nd District from the beginning. They knew that Joe Wilson is a gentleman, that he is passionate about issues. And I'm just so grateful that on Election Day, that the common sense prevailed. It was very historic in South Carolina. It's the first time since 1876 that every statewide race was carried by Republicans. It's the first time, truly, in over 100 years, that now 5 out of 6 members of Congress from South Carolina, with both U.S. senators, are Republicans. And I also have to, Greg, point out something I'm very, very proud of. My oldest son, Alan, was elected Attorney General, the youngest Attorney General ever elected from our state.
Well, congratulations. It was definitely a night of celebration in the Wilson home, and it's probably still going on. That's quite an achievement for your family. Congratulations. And in terms of the message you gave to voters, you mentioned how you dealt with the incident that happened at the healthcare speech, but in terms of what you would do if returned to Congress, and particularly if Republicans were returned to the majority, which will soon be the case, what did you tell them you'd be working on most extensively over the next 2 years?
Well, the first is to create jobs, and we need to cut taxes. It should be bipartisan. That's what Ronald Reagan did. That's what John F. Kennedy did. I saw where the president has changed and said that there should be tax cuts, but yet he seems to be persisting that it wouldn't be for everyone. The tax cuts need to be for all citizens. That's how you grow the economy. That's how you create jobs. Additionally, we need to repeal Obamacare. This will kill jobs in our country. It will put senior citizens at risk. It will create extraordinary debt for the young people of our country. Now that we know what's in Obamacare, we know that it should be repealed and replaced right away with health insurance reforms. And so I look forward to working with the new Republican majority in the House, with the leadership that we have, John Boehner, Eric Cantor, Kevin McCarthy. I'm just really very, very pleased with the leadership we have.
Congressman, let me follow up on a couple of the points you just made. First of all, with respect to the economy, when the job numbers came out last Friday, obviously we were pleased to see the gains in private sector job growth. But overall, the unemployment rate remained at 9.6%. And in a statement you released on Friday, you basically said the status quo is unacceptable and you want to provide more certainty and more incentive for job creators to hire. You mentioned the tax code. What are small business owners telling you about how their decisions, how their plans would change if, in fact, they had the current tax rates locked in?
It would be so important. Small businesses know that on January 1st, taxes are going to go up for every American citizen, not just for a few. And so everywhere I went, small businesses told me that we needed to have a situation where it was a tax code that you could count on so that they could then hire people knowing that the taxes were going to be at a certain level. It was really irresponsible of the Pelosi-led House to recess before passing the tax cuts. And so the men and women of small businesses, the NFIB, the organizations that promote small business, all of them know we must have a consistent tax code and one that should keep the taxes cut and not allow for an increase on January the 1st.
In terms of other policies, besides making the tax code predictable for the sake of future business planning, what else do you believe? We'll get to healthcare in a moment, but in terms of providing other incentives, whether it's regulatory issues or energy issues, what else do you think this new Congress and even this lame duck session needs to spend time doing?
Well, I'm really pleased for the American people that cap and trade is dead. As Congresswoman Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming pointed out, this is a national energy tax, and it is dead. The American voters have spoken up. I know that as I traveled my home state, that if cap and trade had gone into effect, that electricity rates would have doubled, the cost of gasoline would have doubled. This would have been catastrophic for businesses. Manufacturing could not survive in America, and so we should have learned a lesson, and that is that cap and trade is not needed. What we need is an all-of-the-above energy plan, which promotes nuclear power, promotes conservation, promotes natural gas use, and new innovations of hydrogen fuel and wind and solar. But it should be an all-of-the-above energy plan and not a new national energy tax.
Speaking of all of the above, let's talk about healthcare a little bit here. There are some out there on your side of the aisle who want to repeal the healthcare bill all in one shot. Others say it needs to be done piece by piece. Others say, look, as long as Obama's president, we're not going to be able to sustain a veto. So the only way to really make an impact here is to refuse to fund the different initiatives that are coming online. What's your preferred strategy?
Well, I'm really pleased that Speaker-elect John Boehner has indicated that it needs to be repealed. And we can repeal it and by way of defunding. And from the beginning, I introduced legislation that would provide for repeal, but I also knew that if we couldn't get a majority in the Senate, that we would have to work on defunding it. And one of the first things, Greg, we do is not fund the 16,500 new IRS agents. And this is just not necessary. We need to be promoting affordability and accessibility of health care, not a greater government role.
The Congressman, President Obama, in his press conference the day after the election, said that he was willing to tweak health care, but didn't think the American people really had the stomach for another major fight over health care because they were weary of it after the last 2 years. Is that the message you got from the campaign trail?
No. I had senior citizens tell me, truly with tears in their eyes, that they saw the future for them, and it was one of deferred services, denial of services, rationing, waiting lists. And then I had young people who told me that, hey, Congressman, we know that what they're doing is passing debt onto us that will be crushing in terms of our ability to have the freedoms that other American citizens have had. And so people of all ages understood and do understand that the Obamacare is not in the interest of the American people. Now that we truly know what's in it after months of the different discussions we've had, we must repeal Obamacare and replace it with common sense health insurance reforms.
Very interesting. We'll certainly be watching closely in the weeks ahead in the lame duck session and certainly once the majority switches in January. Congressman, again, congratulations on your reelection, and we look forward to the next time we get to visit with you.
Well, Greg, thank you, and you've done a great job bringing the issues to American people. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Congressman Joe Wilson of South Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.